5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
People need advice. Do you need some? Oh, this one's hot off the presses. Literally came in 1 minute ago.
Okay.
Now, there's not a lot of info, but I think there's enough to get started. Text from New Jersey. I need advice. My mother called my girlfriend out for being controlling. She dumped me on Monday. I assume the girlfriend, not your mom. She doesn't think I care and doesn't want anything to do with me. I want to get her back. She's still my screensaver on all my devices.
Oh, well, I mean.
I'm not sure how old you are. The fact that you added screensaver on all my devices lets me believe you might be a little younger. The fact of the matter is that she broke up with you because of something your mom said, I think, in itself, is a controlling move. It's manipulative.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't. How often does your mom meddle in the relationship, though, too? Because it could be one of those things where it's
that
like,
was the last
oh
straw.
God. This, yeah. Like, I have to date you and your mom.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Like that, I mean.
But if she broke up without talking.
Yeah, that could have been a conversation.
Yep. Either way.
There can be a lot at work there.
But yeah, your mom needs to stay out of your business. But I also think about if your mom, when you step back, if you can, is mom right? And if she is, maybe some new ground rules that set up boundaries for you.
Yeah, because if this maybe is her stepping in, because as a mom, she's like, okay, you're getting stepped all over. She's controlling you. And this is her letting you know, like, this is me just, you know, sending up the red flags. Then okay, but. She meddles a lot and always has opinions on the women or people you date, then yeah, maybe pull away from mom a little.
Text from West Michigan. I have some advice for that person. Change your screensavers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's another option.
That's so hard.
Breaks your little heart to have to change them.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't immediately have to go to another person. Just, you know, put a nice pine tree picture or something. It doesn't matter. Nature pic you took.
All right. How about this one? Hi, I'm a 31-year-old virgin. I have a good career and I own a house, but I'm insecure because I've always thought I have a small package. How do I overcome this and find a woman who doesn't mind a small package? I've never even kissed a woman because I'm hesitant for these issues.
31?
31.
Yeah.
Never been kissed, never had sex, nothing? And you're worried about your package being small? Dang, how do you know if nobody's seen it?
You know? Yeah, I mean, unless it's like truly micro, but even then, you deserve love.
How small are we talking?
Yeah.
Like,
we need measurements.
I mean, or a ballpark something, comparison.
Yeah, you just got to get a little confidence in you.
How do you do that, though?
Yeah, but
I mean,
it's
that's
like,
easy for us to say.
I think if you walk around with small package energy, you're going to get small package results. You're never going to get even kissed if you just don't put yourself out there and try.
You could do what Drew Barrymore did in that one movie, Never Been Kissed, where she went to high school as a 30-something-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You could do that. You could pretend to be a teenager. And
that's frowned on for women now, but for guys, it's still okay.
Yeah. That was actually a documentary.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Well, there's that whole list of people that tried it before.
Mm-hmm.
There is?
Yeah, the registry.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think it's a government. I think if you look it up, you could see how close they live to you.
Oh, yeah. They show up as dots on a map.
Yeah, find them in your neighborhood and ask how they did it. And then don't do that. Go about it differently. So
it's very differently.
You know.
I mean, I know we say this a lot, but I would start with maybe some therapy because you probably have a lot more going for you than you're giving yourself credit for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're in your head that much.
The worst critic of you is you.
Yeah.
Said five people with that experience.
Yeah. And also part
well,
of
though
dating.
Not, I mean, also the worst critics of us are people on the internet, but we're pretty bad.
But part of dating is rejection too. And I think, you know, when you talk to some people who are just like, I hate dating, I hate dating, I hate dating. They let that outlook take over everything. So that becomes their outcome. Similar to like what you were saying earlier, Maitland. Like if you're going to have the outlook of this is never going to find me, well, then it's never going to find you.
No.
So you do have to put yourself out there. Going to therapy might give you that confidence to do it. If you have a friend that you can talk to that can help you set up a dating app or whatever, if you're not into a dating app, then going out and like putting yourself in those uncomfortable situations to be rejected, it is part of dating. It's humiliating. It's vulnerable. It's also really fun with the right mindset and the right people.
Yes. And I would note, and y'all can correct me on this, but neither of the women on the show focused much on the alleged small package. It was confidence. It's the way you carry yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's going to be the gateway. Mm-hmm. And if you are attractive enough on those other levels, which you may well be, if you stop worrying about that, then the other stuff will probably take care of itself.
Hey, and if you've never really had like an accident of some sort, you've got 10 fingers, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out how those work.
Maybe two tongues.
Yeah.
And be honest.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
I can't imagine just being thrown into dating and you're learning how to flirt, but you got to kiss somebody for the first time too.
At 30, that would be scary.
At 31, you got to, that is when I would hope somebody would tell me straight up, like, hey, I'm nervous because I haven't done a lot of this. Like, whether you choose to tell them this is my first kiss or whatever, that's totally up to you. But I would almost rather somebody let me know, like, you might have to talk me through something.
Would you be charmed?
I would be. Well, getting back into dating, too, and specifically dating women, I will have to tell women, like, I haven't been with women in a long time.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to talk me through, like, how to flirt again and how to do this where I don't feel so stupid, mm-hmm. you know? So, yeah.
Just give some grace, yeah.
Yeah, I would absolutely ask.
Mm.
Just have fun with
it. It's doable, though.
Scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This text, tell that guy cocaine and prostitutes. It always works for me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's...
Yeah, never discount that.
Everybody's got their own way.
This is a cliche, but it's a good one for this. Comparison is the thief of all joy.
Mm-hmm. Another person on the app said, just remember, Godzilla started out as a small lizard.
Great point. Great point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 1-800-947-3979. This text, shave it, it'll look longer.
Good
How hairy
point.
Do you think it is?
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Well, I mean, if nobody's ever seen it before, he may not be, you know, cutting the grass.
And you might be classically hung. Go look at all the old, like, Grecian statues, like David and stuff. Man, they got little ones. They got huge balls, but little penises.
Yeah, do you got big balls?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe you got big balls, little penis, like you're, Roman god or something. I don't know.
That just shave it advice, though, does remind me of that movie, She's Out of My League, and I'd recommend that as a watch to the person with the small package energy.
Is that Jay Baruchel or whatever his
However
name is?
You say it, yeah.
Yes.
It's a really good movie.
I
think that guy exudes small package energy in the beginning of the movie, and he can't believe that this hot lady is into him. So he shaves his balls to make his package look bigger because he's insecure about that, and he's insecure about everything going through the whole movie, and she finally looks at him and she just goes, the reason that you are not enough for me is because you're not enough for you. And then he realizes it, and then it's a really cute movie. It's one of my favorites.
That's a great message, though.
Yeah.
And it is.
It really is. All right, Kelly, this one's locked in. All of your life's experiences have led to this moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
You are more qualified than anyone on this show to offer advice here.
All right.
I think you'll be relieved by what I read.
I hope so.
Because you're probably thinking the worst right now.
Yeah.
I haven't seen live music in 10 years, and I've decided to get maximum exposure when I go to Louder Than Life, the rock festival in Louisville this year, Chase writes. What would you tell someone who hasn't been to a festival before? Isn't this better than what you thought it would be?
Oh, this is great. Well, first off, if you're going by yourself, have a blast and enjoy every selfish moment where you can walk away from any set you want to walk away from at any point without having to ask anybody if it would bother them, because that's the best feeling. I would wear sunscreen for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Rule number one, you don't want to burn on your first day of the music festival and then be miserable the rest of it. That also applies to whatever you're dabbling in. So if you're drinking, you know, it's a marathon, not a race.
It's marathon, not a sprint.
Not a sprint, exactly. So take it slow, enjoy it so you can make it to the end of the night without feeling like absolute garbage and ruining your next day. Eat food. Enjoy the festival through the food just as much as you enjoy it through the music. A lot of those little vendors and stuff travel through festivals, and some of them are so good. So good. I'm very envious. I wish I was going to a music festival this weekend.
I think that's all very good advice, especially the sunscreen one.
Oh, sunscreen and water.
That is one of those things that you could easily overlook.
I gave myself sun poisoning last summer from not wearing sunscreen.
A fun time, isn't it?
We had gone out for the 4th of July, like the weekend before, went to a rock festival here in town where I wore a strapless top. And then, 2 weeks later, I had these blisters all over my chest, and it was insanely itchy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
One thing I will say is anybody going to a music festival with friends specifically, don't miss your artist because your friends don't want to go. Instead, set up a place where it's like, okay, no matter what, if I find you guys by the next set that we're all going to meet at or not, at the end of the night, we all meet here to make sure we leave together or go back to camp together. So have that set point. So that way, when you leave, you're not afraid of, oh, will I find my friends again? Because you'll make new friends, obviously. But like, go and see the music you want to go and see, for sure.
Wear comfortable shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Waterproof is even better. It gets muddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Depending on where it is, like what type of a venue. I don't know if it's grass or what.
So there's one that came in that someone then wrote another email shortly thereafter and said, I may have been a little emotional when I wrote that. I'll handle it fine. Never mind. Can I still read the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Let's do that. It's pretty good. Hey, buds, I need your help to see if I'm overreacting. I respect your opinions, and I know you'll give it to me straight. Okay. Hold on. Side note from the 516. I am 55, and I have never dated. I will feel this pain. Man.
Wow. Why?
I think it probably, I'm just guessing, the longer it goes, the harder it is.
Uh-huh. Well, probably. I mean.
You know. And you think, well, I'll meet someone. And then you get out of school. You're like, oh, now it's harder.
Yeah.
I'll meet someone in my job. Oh, I haven't. And now you're 28. 31, 40, and you're like, well, now everyone has experience. There's no one left with no experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Don't let that stop you.
It's also really hard, too, because I feel like when people are so happy and so in love, they want you to have that, and there's a lot of people around that are in relationships that want to tell you, like, oh, it's great, it's great. And sometimes, like, right now, for me, it's just not what I want. And when I am ready, I'll be ready. But I'm surrounded by all these people who are in great relationships, who are excited to tell me, like, oh, yeah, you're going to have fun. I'm excited to tell them I enjoy dating. I like telling my single friends, you're going to have fun dating.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're 55 and comfortable with it, then great. If you're 55 and it bums you out, then, yeah, you do have to get out there.
Yeah. But some people are very happy alone.
Yeah.
And wouldn't change it. This text going back to the guy with a small package. He wants to know how much it matters. This text. Find a lady with a shallow vag and a tilted uterus like me. We prefer a smaller one. Wink.
There you go. Put that in your dating profile.
I was going to say, do you put that on there? Is that something a box?
Yeah.
I don't remember like doing that. Like I was on Auto Trader looking for something with heated seats.
Well, yeah, man. You got to filter out by year, make, model, size, vag depth.
Yeah.
And vag angle.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
What's the angle of your cervix?
Yeah.
Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
45, I don't know, the 30?
Yeah.
What's that normal?
That was my favorite motorcycle engine angle, the V45. Get a little tilted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just the right amount of vibration.